This chazor is a chenishus of bachiras u'shagim. Rabbi Yehuda mesechta savay dezor daf nun tes. Mar says Rabbi Chiya bar Abba was in Gavlo, and he saw that Jewish girls had become pregnant from men who had gotten the bris but had not yet gone to the mikveh for geiris. He also saw that non-Jews would dilute the wine for Yidden to drink. He also saw that non-Jews would cook the beans for Yidden to eat. He didn't say anything to these people. He later told Rabbi Yechanan about these what he saw. And Rabbi Yechanan told him to go and announce that these children are mamzerim. That's Rabbi Yechanan following his shita that the geiris is not complete unless there's a tefillah and the bris, and as such, the children are born from a goyish man and a Yiddish woman, which he holds our mamzer. He also said that the wine is also as yayinesech, although the goy maybe didn't touch the wine, but we have to be geyser and say this is also because of the force of his pouring moves the wine. And number three, that the beans are also as bishulakim because we're geyser because of the people who are not b'nei Torah. Is this to say that if they were b'nei Torah, the beans would be mutter? Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak in the name of Rav said anything that cannot be eaten raw and is cooked by a goy becomes asur as bishulakim. And for the Rav Yechanan holds like the other version of Rav, in which he says that if something is not significant enough to be served to kings, it does not become asur if it's cooked by a goy. So Rav Vayta, they asked Rav Kahana, what's the halacha if a goy carries grapes to the wine press? He said it's asur as a gzera that we don't want the goy to have anything to do with our wine. Rav Yemer, yes, Rav Kahana, Abraisa says if a goy carried grapes to the wine press in baskets or small barrels, even if there's juice in the keli, it's mutter. Rav Kahana answered, you're bringing me a Abraisa that discusses a case b'dieved. I was talking about whether it can be done, l'chatchila. Talking about Rav Vayter. There was once an esrog that fell into a barrel of wine, and the goy put his hand into the wine to catch the esrog before it sank to the bottom. Rav Ashi told the people who were there to grab the goy's hand so that he doesn't move the wine, and then tilt the barrel and pour off wine until the wine level is below the goy's hand. Rav Ashi said, if a goy poured the wine of a yid with intention for avodah zarah, although the yid may not sell the wine even to a goy, he may take money for it from the goy who made it into yayin esrog. The reason is that the money he gets is viewed as payment for damage, not as a sale of the wine. Rav Ashi said we can learn from a brisa which says that if a goy poured the wine of a yid while not in the presence of avodah zarah, the Tanakhama says it's still asr. Rav Yehuda ben Bava and Rav Yehuda ben Beseira say it does not become asr for two reasons. Number one, it only becomes asr when done in front of avodah zarah. Number two, a person can't make us or something that doesn't belong to him. Now, although we don't pass on Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava and Rabbi Yehuda ben Mezeir, we can accept their argument enough to allow him to collect payment from the guy who made it also because he's collecting payment for damages.